With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Chicago's response to an influx of migrants stirs longstanding frustrations amongst black residents who disagree with President Biden's policies. We get that story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Chicago is one of several big American cities grappling with a surge of immigrants. The Republican governor of Texas has been sending them by the busloads to highlight his grievances with the Biden administration's immigration policy. Chicago spent more than $300 million to provide aid to thousands of new migrants. The speed with which these funds were marshaled has prompted black Chicagoans to ask the city to do more for their communities that have faced decades of neglect. The outcry over migrants in Chicago and other large Democrat-led cities is having wide implications in an election year. The Biden administration is now advocating a more restrictive approach to immigration in its negotiations with Republicans in Congress. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The personal health care information of one out of every three Americans could be in the hands of hackers now.
Change Healthcare confirms that hackers stole medical records during a server attack in February. Change is a subsidiary of United Health Group. The data breach affects what the company calls a substantial proportion of people. The stolen information includes personal medical records and birth dates, phone numbers, email addresses, social security numbers, driver's licenses, and passport numbers. George Williams reporting.
A nuclear-powered U.S. aircraft carrier has arrived in South Korea for a three-way exercise involving Japan as they step up military training to cope with North Korean threats, which have escalated following a security pact with Russia. The arrival of the USS Theodore Roosevelt Strike Group in Busan yesterday. The Treasury Department has fleshed out its proposed rule that would restrict and monitor U.S. investments in China for artificial intelligence, computer chips, and quantum computing. Proposed rule stems from President Biden's August 2023 executive order. This is SRN News. A pro-life group in South Dakota has filed a lawsuit to block an abortion measure from the November ballot. Life Defense Fund is seeking to disqualify or invalidate the initiative, which would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Life Defense Fund accuses the group Dakotans for Health of failing to file a required affidavit for petition circulator's residency, and the petitioners didn't always require a full circular handout. They also left petition sheets unattended for a period of time. Life Defense Fund also objects to numerous signatures as being invalid. A federal judge has granted the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops temporary relief from a federal rule that would have required them to provide workers with time off and other accommodations for abortions. Judge David Joseph granted the preliminary injunction in two consolidated lawsuits, including one brought by the Attorneys General of Louisiana and Mississippi. The lawsuits challenge a federal decision from 2022. This is SRN News. There's a lot of talk about a new Florida Gator.
The world's tallest teenager is joining the Florida Gators basketball roster. Canadian center Olivier Rieu is part of the Gators' incoming freshman class. The 18-year-old is 7 foot 9 inches tall. He's been named by the Guinness Book of World Records as the tallest living teenager. The current record holder for the world's tallest basketball player is 7 foot 8 former Florida Tech player Paul Sturgis.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Today is Sunday, June the 23rd. It's the 175th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1888, abolitionist Frederick Douglass received one vote from the Kentucky delegation at the Republican Convention in Chicago, effectively making him the first black candidate to have his name placed in nomination for president. On this date in 1994, the movie Forrest Gump, starring Tom Hanks, was first released by Paramount Pictures. This is SRN News.